Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's take a look at our text messages. You can do it too. Look at your last text chain with your significant other, whether you're married or you're dating, and just take a peek at it. It's Anna and Raven. Raven, you've been married for how long now?
I've been married for 8 years.
8 years. Yep. Okay. I've been how long?
Dating for 13, together for 13.
How long have I been married? I've been married. Oh, we just had our 15-year wedding anniversary.
Wow, good.
Yeah. Take a look at your last text message with your wife, Alicia. Can you read it? Is it appropriate? Can you read it?
Yeah, I can read it. Can you measure the rug at the front door? My response, 45 by 30.
So hot.
Yeah, there's not a lot of romance in there. I mean, it's a practical thing. We need a rug for the front door.
Yeah. I texted my husband. My test was negative. I'm leaving work in 10 minutes.
I mean, that could be anything.
Right.
But of course, that was a COVID test.
I took the antibody test because I was curious.
That could have been anything.
Wait, he didn't even respond.
Right.
He didn't even respond
like,
to it.
Like, glad you're alive?
Yeah. Nothing.
That's
no
cool.
No response. Yeah.
Stoked.
Yeah. The following text after that is, want to meet for lunch? I need to go to Target anyway. And he wrote about, I was just about to go to your mom's for lunch. Oh, that's helpful.
That's all right. Nice.
Well, here's the thing. The way you text when you're married
versus
the way you text when you're dating somebody is vastly different. And I don't think you realize it, but it has a lot to say about the deterioration of your relationship.
I would say even on two levels. Like, I mean, the things you're going to text are going to be different. But let's say even if you sent the exact message, like it's just received differently too.
Right. Exactly. So according to this new study and all this new work, it's saying that when you're dating, you say each other's names a lot in the text, which to me is weird. Because I would never even text you, Raven, and be like, hi, Raven.
Hey, Raven.
It's me, Anna.
Right.
It's like, aren't I in your contacts? Don't you know who I am?
Right.
But that's a big difference
between
dating and
married. Got caller ID
now. Yeah. When you're dating, you say love a lot more. And marriage, that's a rare occurrence when it comes to text messages.
Don't you ever text me and put my name in there like 3 times and use the word love. Don't you ever do it.
I won't.
Good.
Unless it was something like, hey, Raven,
right.
I'd love it if you pick me up a cup of coffee on the way to work this morning.
No, that's self-serving. I know what that is.
And needless to say, texting your spouse becomes significantly less than when you text your boyfriend or girlfriend when you first start dating somebody new.
Well, you're insatiable at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, you're saturated.
Yep, you're good. You're good.
You've had enough.
Right. It says that in the beginning, things are flirty and playful.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you're married, they become predictable and bland.
I guess
it's already
it's a sad
knowing
study,
what we know.
But right.
Right. But I think it says a lot about, in general, how we deal with our relationships. It's like the more comfortable we become with somebody, the more time goes on, we kind of forget to do a lot of those
things. Well, we take things for granted, right? You should put in a real effort, Anna. You should have responded romantically to your husband's, I've got to go to Target anyways
That
message.
Was me.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah, I have to wanted me for lunch. I have to go to Target anyway. I thought that was romantic. I wanted to meet
right,
for lunch.
Because you wanted to meet for lunch.
Right.
And then he was like, I'm just going to go to your mom's.
So I thought we would do a test.
Okay.
I want you to right now come up with something that you're going to text your wife, Alicia.
Okay.
That's out of the norm, but really sweet.
Something because, romantic.
Yeah,
then.
Like something that she should be expecting anyway because you're her husband. And, like, it shouldn't phase her.
Well, I mean, if it's going to be romantic, it's probably going to be out of left field for her anyways, especially at,
let's see what they say.
In the morning time.
Maybe it'll spark something with our marriages.
It could.
What am I going to write?
Are you going to write it now? You're going to figure it out right now?
Yeah. Here, I'm going to write. Okay, ready?
Yeah, go.
I'm going to text Paul.
Go.
I think you are the most handsome man in the world. and marrying you was the best decision of my life.
I mean, if I read that message, I think to myself, who did she just run into? But okay, that's nice.
Okay. What are you going to write to Alicia?
I mean, on the spot. I just, here we go. All right. Here. Hair looks like brown velvet. And I can't wait to see you later. How about that?
It's that's weird, but I guess.
What do you mean?
I mean, romantic.
Put
hair is like brown
point.
Velvet.
It is. She's lovely.
Okay.
Velvet-like hair.
All right, hit send. 1, 2, 3, send.
Go!
Go.
It's gone!
Okay, you send something super romantic to your significant other, too, and let's see what they respond. Hopefully he's awake. All right. It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. All right.
What did you get?
Now I think we have a problem.
What's up?
Okay. It's Anna and Raven. If you missed it a few minutes ago, we were talking about the fact that there's these new studies out and polls, and basically what is like a no-brainer is that the way you text your boyfriend or girlfriend when you first start dating versus
sure.
the way you text your spouse when you're married are two completely different things.
No surprise there. You're hungry for the other person when you first meet them, right?
Right.
It's all that you can think about. You're crazy. And then after that, you fall into the normalcy of life and you just...
Which is sad.
Yeah.
It's Anna and Raven. And my husband has actually said it to me several times. He's like, oh, you're not romantic like you used to be romantic. And I'm like, yeah.
Were you used to be a romantic person?
I did. He always talks about the one time when we first started dating that he had a big job interview and it was pouring rain. And I snuck out and I went out all the way to the car and we lived in like in a condo complex so far and came back soaking wet because I could bring him an umbrella.
Yeah.
And he's like, now... If it was pouring rain, you would just let me go out there. And I'm like, yep.
Right.
You know?
Is that romantic or sweet?
Well,
I don't know.
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I think a little bit of both.
All right. So anyways, we sent our spouses romantic messages.
Because we said, like, let's see if this is true. Would they be so surprised if we wrote something really romantic? Because I don't think so. We've been married 15 years. Like, what's the big deal?
Took forever for my wife to respond. I'm telling you, she must have been thinking that I sent that message to her by accident. All right. So you said, what did you send Paul? What did you send your husband?
I sent Paul. I said, I think you are the most handsome man in the world and marrying you is the best decision of my life. And there was a lot of like the three dots and then they disappeared
as
and
he
they
thought
came back.
About it.
And then he wrote back, that might be one of the nicest things my wife has ever said to me, definitely in a long time. Thank you. He can't know that this was a radio thing. He's gonna get mad. Like that was genuine that he wrote that back. He's gonna get mad if he knows that I only did it because we were talking about this and we did it as an experiment.
We've got a big problem then, okay? Because so let me tell you what I sent and what her response was. And I told you it took her forever. She literally just responded just now.
Okay.
I wrote, your hair flows like brown velvet. Can't wait to see you today, my love. She responded, after 15 minutes, that's sweet. Did you take drugs today? That's
good.
What she said.
That's nice.
That is what she said.
Right, did you take drugs? What? Okay.
And I said, LOL, thanks. It's a radio bit, but it felt nice
you
to send.
You convinced, you told her it was a radio thing? Oh, that was dumb of you.
And right, now she's mad. And then she sent me a screenshot that she sent a message to her group of girlfriends that said, somebody talk me off the cliff right now because he just sent me this message and it makes zero sense.
She thought you were having an affair.
Yeah.
And that you sent it to somebody else and accidentally 100%. Sent it to her. She thought you were having an affair.
100%
what
happened.
What's wrong with us? We're married to these people. I, you know what? You do the same thing. You send a romantic text to your significant other and then just see what they say. And then it'll let you know if we're messing up as lovers.
What are you going to do now? Are you going to send more romantic text? Or are you going to send less because you're scared you're going back into your corner?
We're never going to speak of this again and hopefully he'll never find out the truth.